咁啊，选读经文系取自希伯来书第四章十四至十六节。
Today's scripture reading is from Hebrews 4:14-16.
我哋用中文读完经文读出。
The worship leader will read this first in Chinese, then it will be read in English.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤，蒙恩惠，作随时的帮助。
So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same things we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most.
今日陈牧师话嘅正道题目系体恤人的耶稣基督。
Today's message is titled "The Sympathetic One" by Pastor Wilson.
大家早晨。
What's the significance for us here in this passage, especially in verse 15, of the fact that Jesus is our high priest?
咁我所读嘅经文系有咩重要性呢？特别就系喺第十五节嗰头就系话主耶稣基督系我哋嘅大祭司。
Well, as you can see in verse 15, it's because he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
咁啊就话喺边当中讲就话喺第十五节，因为耶稣基督系一个体恤人嘅大祭司。
You have more of a balanced translation in English before you, the New Living Translation. It's not a literal translation. It smooths out the English to more of street language.
就是说有英文的有不同的版本，但是对当中就是讲就说他体恤到我们人的软弱。
And verse 15, as you could see before you, says this high priest, again, we'll explain in a moment what priestly ministry is, of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin.
入边就讲就话耶稣基督系我哋嘅大祭司，唔单止佢能够去明白去体恤我哋嘅软弱，而且就话佢凡事都系受过我哋都受过嘅试探，同我哋一样，但系佢唔同就系话佢从来都冇犯罪。
You see, my basic point is this today. A good priest not only has to be like you, he has to be unlike you.
而当中我所讲就是说，一个好的祭司是需要好像我们这样，但也都同一时间也都是不可以跟我们一样的意思。
Now, I'll expand that in a moment, but let me say this first. Jesus, you ought to go to Jesus. He's the wonderful counselor. He is the perfect problem solver.
当中讲就话耶稣基督就是一个奇妙的测试，他能够去解决所有的问题。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Well, because he's human. He incarnated. He is like us.
因为他都是道成肉身，成为一个人，他像我们一样。
In other words, he put on human flesh, and he's had the same experiences we have had.
就话佢道成肉身成为一个人，佢经历过我哋要会经历嘅事。
And as our text explained in verse 16, it's because Jesus is our high priest that we can hold firmly, tightly, firmly to the faith and approach the throne of grace. That's God's throne with confidence.
所以就话，因为耶稣基督系个大祭司，所以先至我哋能够可以坦然无惧嘅嚟到佢个宝座前面，去得到佢嘅怜恤，因为佢帮助我哋。
You see before you, the New Living Translation puts verse 16 like this: So let us come boldly, right, confidently, to the throne of our gracious God. There, we will receive His mercy, and we will.Find grace to what? Help us when we need it most.
就是第十六节再讲一次就话错啊，所以我们只管可以坦然无惧嘅去嚟到边度咧？嚟到神嘅施恩宝座前面，系得到一个怜恤蒙恩惠，系可以得到随时嘅帮助。
You see, in the Old Testament, especially the position of high priest was a preeminent one.
咁咧喺旧约当中咧，讲到呢个大祭司咧，又系好重要。
He oversaw the ritual worship of God。
咁咧，大祭司做乜嘢咧？就系、是、去看管就要去祭司所做嘅嘢，就要去献祭。
If you're familiar with the high priestly office revealed to us in the Old Testament, you'll know.That the high priest functioned as the main representative between the nation, in this case Israel, and God, Yahweh, the covenant, promise-keeping name of God.
咁大祭司系做乜嘢工作咧？就大祭司就系成为人同埋神嘅中间嘅中保，就系话中间入边去去代表去同神有个沟通。
Although the high priest shared a number of duties with other priests, he alone entered the most holy place in the temple on the annual Day of Atonement.
就大祭司同其他嘅祭司都有好多嘅职分，但系大祭司又唔同，就系话每年嘅一日嘅赎罪嗰日，就系大祭司先系入到呢个至圣所。
And throughout Hebrews, especially in chapter 4 through 10, the Hebrew author.Explains that theme. Jesus is our high priest.
就喺个希伯来书嘅入边当中，特别喺四章至十章入边讲到，就系话讲解耶稣基督就系成为我哋嘅大祭司。
And as we'll emphasize today in this message, Jesus has been tempted, and he's without sin. He can sympathize with us.
就话当中入面讲到耶稣基督，佢都系受过试探，佢能够去体恤我哋嘅软弱。
Let me ask you, do you go to the wonderful counselor regularly?
我想问大家，你有冇经常嘅去揾呢一位嘅奇妙嘅测试咧
？You know, you need to draw near the one who can sympathize with you.
就话你需要嘅去经常嘅去揾一位嘅伟大嘅祭司，呢位嘅奇妙嘅测试去帮助你。
Since he is the perfect problem solver, you're missing out if you don't go to Jesus and his priestly ministry for you.
因为耶稣基督能够去解决所有嘅问题，若然你唔去揾佢嘅时候，系你嘅损失。
Now let me.Explain my main point, and this is on slide 5. A good priest not only has to be like you, as I said before, he has to be unlike you too.
我刚才讲嘅就话，作为一个好嘅祭司，一方面要好似像你，但另一方面嘅亦都系完全嘅唔同你一样。
Imagine Hannah in 1 Samuel 1 and 2.Going to the tabernacle, pouring out her troubles before the priest.
试想下就好似旧约当中呢个嘅哈拿，佢去到呢个会幕当中去诉苦佢乜嘢咧
？If you're familiar with Hannah's story in 1 Samuel 1 and 2, she's without child in a culture, in a society, which is a traditional culture back then, that valued highly motherhood.
让你熟悉旧约嘅时候，哈拿嘅故仔就知道咧，喺当时旧约嘅时间咧，妇女咧系应该有生儿育女，但系咧你知道就系话哈拿咧佢系冇细路仔。
And of course, back then in an agricultural society, in a traditional culture, of course the society is going to value motherhood because it's out of survival. They need it a lot of mothers. They need a lot of people.
因为当时旧约时间咧，就系话妇女要生儿育女，要多细路仔，因为咧这个方法先能够咧喺社会上咧有一个巩固，喺社会上咧有一个帮助。
But Hannah was barren. She was saddened by that, and she heard the people around her saying, "Hey, you're no good to us."
就因为咧。哈娜当时就是觉得他被人嘲笑很伤心因为呢他知道人家会笑他因为他不能够生育。
And so she goes to the temple, she goes to the priest, and he says, this is terrible.
所以他就去到哈娜就去到当时的祭司就告诉他我不能够生育是很惨。
Life's terrible. Hannah?I know your troubles. I don't know how you can bear it.
祭司都会同佢讲就话，我知道你嘅生活会好惨，因为你唔够生育，我都唔知你点样能够去帮助到你。
But suppose that priest in the temple back in Hannah's day breaks down and starts to cry with her.
但是谂下，譬如话一个祭司听到阿哈娜系咁嘅诉苦嘅时候，个祭司都同佢一齐去喊，话我唔知点帮到你。
What's Hannah going to do?
咁如果係咁嘅時候，哈娜能夠做啲乜嘢呢？
Right, how is the fact that the priest is weeping, how's that going to help her?
咁哈娜又見到呢個祭司，聽到佢嘅訴苦之後，佢都同佢喊埋一份嘅，咁有咩幫助呢？
Maybe she's thinking to herself, maybe we both got to find another priest who can help us.
咁哈娜可能如果见到咁嘅情况之后，你我同你诉苦，你同我喊埋一份帮唔到我，不如我哋两个一齐去揾另一个祭司去帮助我哋啦。
You see her dilemma? She goes to the priest. She pours out her life trouble before him, and he breaks down weeping.
大家睇喺度咧，就系好似有古仔入边当中，哈娜去揾个祭司去寻求帮助，但系嗰个祭司帮唔到佢，同佢喊埋一份。
That's why you don't want a counselor who's just like you.
所以我哋唔想揾一个祭司，只系同我哋一齐，好似一样咁样去揾唔去得唔到嘅帮助。
You also want a counselor who is unlike you.
所以我哋想去揾一个祭司，同我哋都系有唔同。
You want someone not only who has been through the dark valley that you're in.But you'd like to have somebody who can say, there's a way out. Hannah, there's a way out of this mess.
所以呢另一方面就话咩叫做搵一个祭司同我哋完全同我哋唔同。就话好似我哋搵一个人係同我哋有个经历嘅同样经历。但佢个经历係点样去解决呢
?You don't want a counselor who's only sympathetic. You don't want someone who says, I don't know. I don't know any way to get out of this mess.
我哋唔想揾一个人帮助我哋，揾一个顾问去帮助我哋，系帮唔到嘅。咁有咩用呢
？You see, one of the reasons why the 12-step movement, you know, the Alcoholics Anonymous and other substance abuse organizations that they used has been so effective. Do you know why？
大家知唔知有冇听过就话去戒酒嗰啲戒毒中心，戒酒戒毒中心，佢哋有一个十二步嘅工作。为什么他们那十二步的工作是这么有用呢
When you walk into one of those groups that uses the 12-step movement, you know what you see? You see other people there who've gone through the same trouble you have and have survived.
就是那些如果有人你听过的去听过那些 AA 或者那些戒酒的中心他们有十二步的工作怎样去戒酒戒毒就说呢他们那班人都是有同病相怜他们是经历过那些问题但是怎样去解决
And they help you. You know how? Simply by standing there and looking at you and saying, I know, I've been through it. I've been through that.And here I am.
就话喺戒毒所嗰啲人，佢哋咧都会话：我以前都系有一个醉酒，都有呢个嘅有贩毒嘅问题。但系我经历过，但系我解决到，我系成功去解决。
Through it. Now let me ask, what is that?
就话我经历过，我解决过，吓，点有咩重要咧
？Why does that transform so many lives? Just have somebody say that I've been through that.
点解呢个十二步工作系咁成功，能够帮助人哋去戒酒戒毒咧？因为就话佢经历过，而佢系得到帮助。
It's because that is priestly ministry.
因为就系话呢个就系呢个系一个神圣嘅工作。
You don't want someone who's just like you, and that's it.
你唔想系只系去揾一个人系同你同病相怜，但系做唔到嘢嘅。
You want someone who's stronger than you,
who
has more hope than you.
我哋想揾一个人去帮助到我哋，我哋能够去有更加大嘅盼望。
You want someone who can see the way through your present circumstance.
你想揾一个人去帮助到我哋，我哋能够去睇到我哋当时困境嘅情况。
Now, having said that and having understood that, we see that the Bible tells us, "Go to Jesus. He is the perfect priest."
而圣经好清楚讲就系话，嗰位系边一位？就系圣经面所讲嘅耶稣基督，佢就系呢个奇妙呢个测试，佢就系呢个嘅大祭司。
On this slide, you'll see verse 15 again, but in another translation, the NIV, it says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin."
所以就喺个希伯来书第四章十五节再一次去讲就话，因我们大祭司并非不能睇出我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
See that? He's as we are, yet he's not exactly like we are, because we are sinners.
就话佢睇到就讲当中讲就话，佢好似同我哋一样，但系咧唔同就系耶稣基督。佢没有犯罪。
Is like us. We, he identifies with us.
就是耶稣基督好同我哋好相似，但系咧个相同唔相同就系佢没有犯罪。
It says in verse 15, he was tempted in every way.
入边当中讲嘅就话佢亦都系受过试探，每一方面受过试探。
See, one of the problems with verse 15.Is the word tempted?
有一个问题就话喺第十五节当中所讲嘅试探。
You see, if you know English, the word tempted really means situations in which you're being encouraged to sin.
试探当中其实意思就系话系被引诱去犯罪。
The trouble is the word that is translated as we see before us, tempted. That's used there in a much general way.
入面当中所讲的试探一个很广泛的意思。
The word tempt is really maybe not the best of translations.
入面用英文去讲的试探可能不是咁清楚去讲解。
Though I can understand why the NIV translators did what they did and translated that Greek word tempted.
咁我唔明白，依个英文嘅版本，佢用依个方法点解系咁样讲解
？They do that because if you read on in chapter 5, you'll see in the context of this verse, it suggests you're tempted to go against or away from God.
佢所讲解嘅试探嘅当中意思就系话系被引诱去离开神。
But what it's really saying here.In verse 15 is that Jesus endured. He endured everything.
入面当中其实讲到就话耶稣基督佢系去忍受所有一切。
Or let me put it another way, it means that Jesus has experienced everything we've experienced.
意思即系话耶稣基督佢经历过所有我哋会经历嘅嘢。
Now, I know some of you might be thinking, wait a minute.He's experienced everything we've experienced.
我哋会好怀疑就话啦，吓耶稣基督点样去经历我所有我经历嘅嘢咧
？Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Jesus didn't go through a divorce.
可能话啊，有啲人咧，佢离个婚，耶稣基督冇离个婚。
Maybe you've experienced a miscarriage. Jesus didn't experience a miscarriage.
或者话我哋有个人会讲话我唔小心跌咗落咗个冇咗个 B B， 咁耶稣基督有冇试过咧
？Maybe someone is paralyzed from the neck down in a wheelchair.
有啲人话我因为一个意外我颈以下我瘫咗。耶稣基督有冇试过咧
？That person might be thinking, "Hey, Jesus never was bound in a wheelchair."
嗰阵就话啦，耶稣基督冇试过瘫咗。
Experiences have their external as well as their core.
但其实我哋要睇就话，每一个嘅经历唔单止系外表嘅发生，亦都系喺内心入边核心嘅意义系有唔同。
You see, on the one hand, if you really want to press your logic here that, oh, Jesus didn't experience all that, you could say nobody has ever experienced anything anybody has ever experienced.
一方面，你可能会讲就话，每个人咧，耶稣基督佢唔能够去经历过我所有经历嘅嘢。但其实我哋睇就话，每一个经历都系有唔同。
But there's a core. There's a core to our experiences.
但每一个经历当中有一个核心的意义。
And what are the cores?
这个是什么核心意义呢
They're the same things we mentioned when I just was referring to Hannah.
每一个核心都是同一样的，这个核心意义就好像当时我刚才所说Hannah 的故事。
Hannah in 1 Samuel 1 and 2, what did she feel in her barrenness?
就话当时哈娜佢因为不生育佢心中内心入边嘅核心佢有咩感受呢
？What was behind that? What was at the core of her experience?
话佢就当时因为佢不生育，佢内心入边嘅感受系乜嘢咧
？Well, it was unfulfilled longing.
就话佢内心
disappointment.
就佢内心入边嘅感受就系话佢得到呢个好深深嘅不忿，深深嘅失望。
She felt alienation from the society, loneliness.
佢就觉得被社会嘅离弃，佢觉得呢个孤单。
She felt an experience of being abandoned by God.
佢感受到就系话哈娜，佢感受到就话佢被神去离弃。
And if you know your Bible, you know the Bible explains that Jesus has experienced everything we've experienced.
而圣经入边讲嘅就话，你都睇过就话，耶稣基督去经历过我哋所有会经历嘅嘢。
You see, nobody has ever had unfulfilled longings as Jesus did.
就冇一个人能够好似同耶稣基督一样嘅去感受过完全佢所感受嘅嘢。
Jesus was abandoned by all, including his special relationship with God the Father when Jesus was on the cross.
当耶稣基督去被钉十字架嘅时候，佢被神去被天父去离弃。
Nobody has ever had the alienation Jesus had.
冇人系能够感受过耶稣基督嘅感受。
The scriptures make absolutely clear, everyone left him.
圣经讲得好清楚就话，每一个人都离弃佢。
No one has experienced the disappointment Jesus had.
冇一个人去感受过耶稣基督嘅离弃，冇一个人去感受过耶稣基督嘅悲惨。
For even his closest followers, the apostles, the disciples did not understand him.
甚至佢当时佢嘅门徒跟随佢嘅人都唔能够明白。
I hope you see the connection here, the significance. That means whatever you've experienced externally, Jesus.Knows about.
所以就话，当你所系外表上去感受到嘅嘢，耶稣基督佢系有都系心灵上有感受过。
Because those external experiences like divorce, miscarriage, paralysis, death of a child, living through a lengthy pandemic, he knows how you feel inside.
意思即系话，无论你所经历嘅外表。外边所经历嘅嘢，好似你会可能会有一个离婚，有一个创失咗个呢个嘅细路仔，或者因为意外而你系有一个嘅 坦门啊，甚至有 B B 仔嘅死啊，你说我哋所外表嘅发生，但系耶稣基督佢能够明白我哋内心嘅感受。
All the things that you say Jesus never experienced is not taking into account his core experience as the incarnate Christ.
所以就话耶稣基督佢道成肉身，佢去感受过我哋所感受嘅经验。
You and I have to consider the great core abandonment that he experienced, the alienation, the deep disappointment and despair.
就我哋要去思想，我哋要去明白，就系话佢所耶稣基督所承受嘅呢个嘅被离弃，佢嘅被分开。
Do you see that Jesus had experienced so much more than you and I have?
大家睇唔睇到就话耶稣基督所经历嘅十架上所经历成嘅经验系多过我哋所要佢经历嘅。
He has experienced more than the worst sufferer on this Zoom webinar.
佢所经历嘅系多过惨过我哋所有嘅人。
He's experienced more than the worst sufferer in human history.
佢所经历嘅系惨过我哋所有历史上最惨嘅人。
Our suffering is so much smaller than his, just like a grain of sand is smaller than a mountain range.
所以其实我哋所受苦，我哋所嘅经历，系真系无不足道。
In every way, Jesus is like us.
所以就话喺每一方面，其实耶稣基督都好似像我哋。
Except he was sinless.
就话佢都好似我哋一样，我哋佢都系有呢个嘅感受。但是不同的就是说他没有犯罪。
Again, you got to take both clauses in verse 15, as you see right before you on slide 5, both clauses into account, tempted in every way, referring to Jesus, the high priest, yet without sin.
就是当中我讲的就是说他在每一方面都受过这个试探，但不同的就是说他没有去犯罪。
You see, he experienced what you have, but he completely responded with integrity, with love, with power.
就是说他经历过爱所经历的事，但不同的就是说他怎样回应，就是凭着这个诚信，凭着这个爱，凭着这个能力。
He's like us, and he's unlike us.
所以他好像像我们一样，他就有这个经历，但也是跟我们不相同的，他怎样去面对。
Here's another objection that people might raise and you might be thinking about.
亦都有啲人咧会系会有唔同意会咁讲。
You might say, wait a minute, Wilson, you say Jesus has experienced all we've experienced, but he hasn't sinned, then he doesn't know me.
所以有啲人就话啦，牧师，你讲话耶稣基督会经历过我哋所经历嘅嘢，但佢冇犯罪，佢其实点知道我哋真系所经历嘅嘢咧？
How can he sympathize with us if he never sinned?
若然他从未犯过罪的，他怎真的能够去体恤我们呢？
He can't sympathize with us if he has not been through the sin we've been through.
若然耶稣基督他没有去犯罪，没有去经历过我们犯罪的事的时候，他怎能够说从这个犯罪当中去体恤我们呢？
Be careful, that's a wrong conclusion. Look at both clauses right before you, verse 15. Both clauses.Tempted in every way, yet without sin.
So, 我哋咧，若然我咁样讲嘅时候系错嘅，因为我要好小心，就系睇个第十五节佢所讲嘅。
As you'll see on slide 6, the next slide, the Hebrew writer is saying Jesus can sympathize because he's like us, yet without sin. In other words, it's his sinlessness that is just as important.As his perfect sympathy.
就话当中讲就话，我哋好小心睇就话，当时嘅作者就讲就话，佢能够体恤我哋，因为佢系像我哋，好似我哋，但系佢冇犯罪。另一方面就话，因为佢嘅无罪系好重要嘅，先至能够去帮去明系完全嘅去体恤我哋。
You know, whether you think so or not, many of you are counselors, right? In some capacity, at work, at home, or friends.
咁我哋有好多嘅或者你認識一啲嘅人，佢有俾有提議嘅，做顧問嘅，佢哋可能會喺你嘅工作當中，或者喺你嘅家庭當中，或者你啲朋友俾意見你。
A lot of you are in situations where you're supposed to be a good listener to people's problems.
咁嗰啲人咧就係俾意見嘅時候咧，佢哋會係好小心嘅去聽人哋嘅問題。
Now be honest with yourself, you don't do that very well.
但我哋好认真，其实系睇我哋自己，我哋系咪真系咁好做得咁啱咧
？And the main reason we have trouble sympathizing with people, I include myself in this, is not because we don't know what they're going through.
其实我哋认清楚嘅时候，我哋点解唔能够好完全嘅去体恤人哋嘅问题咧？唔系话因为我哋冇经历过人哋经历嘅事。
It's because we're sinners.
原因我哋唔能够完全体恤别人，系因为我哋自己内心入边嘅罪。
It's my selfishness. It's your irritability. It's my impatience. It's your pride.
系因为我哋内心入边当中嘅自私，我哋嘅愤怒，我哋嘅嘅脾气，我哋嘅自傲。
That's what makes it so hard for us to enter into.People's lives.
就因为呢啲嘅缘故，呢啲嘅原因，令到我哋好困难嘅去明白到人哋嘅生命。
It's because of our sinful nature. We don't enter into the heart, the core of someone else's being, very well.
因为我哋内心入边嘅罪，我哋唔能够嘅去投入人哋嘅心，人哋嘅当中嘅痛苦。
Did you know one of the key definitions of sin in the Bible is self-centeredness?
而罪嘅其中一個解釋就係話一個自我為中心。
That's our problem as fellow human beings, sinful nature.
就話自我為中心，依個嘅就係我哋人當中嘅罪。
We don't repeat, don't sympathize very well.
因為我哋係一班嘅罪人，所以我哋唔能夠嘅去完全去體恤別人。
I'll tell you what sin makes you feel like.
我俾你知罪系令到我哋去点嘅感受咧
？You know what sinners say? Nobody understands me. I'm so deep. I'm so complicated. No one understands me.
因为罪会令到我哋去谂到就系话，冇人能够明白我。我入边内心入边好困苦，我心入边系好复杂，冇人能够明白我。
That's what sinners do.That's what sinners say. No one has ever faced what I'm facing.
罪人会咁谂就系话，冇人能够去经历过我所经历嘅，冇人能够明白我所嘅经历。
That's sin. That's made of self-pity.
呢个就系罪，罪就令到我哋自怜。
That's self-absorption. That's self-centeredness.
就俾我哋自己睇我哋自己系最为重要。
When you and I say, nobody has experienced what I've experienced, I'm so deep, I'm so complicated, you don't understand, nobody understands, my problems are unique, that's from our sinful nature.
就因为我们罪的缘故，罪会告诉我们，就是说，没人能够去经历过我所经历的事，没人是明白到我所经历，我是很困苦，没人能够去明白我的问题是很特别。
You have to be honest with yourself.We self-justify. We make excuses.
就话我哋因为罪嘅缘故，我哋自己会去因为一个事无论发生咩事，我哋会去揾呢个嘅藉口。
We feel so sorry for our dilemma.
我哋为咗自己所发生嘅事去好伤心。
And that, my friends, makes it impossible for you and I to enter.Into anyone else's hurt and experience.
因为咁嘅缘故，我系自己都唔能够去进入人哋嘅经历。
And the reason is, as the Bible explains, the more sinful you are, the more sin has a stranglehold over you.
就话若然我哋更加多嘅罪嘅时候，更加嘅罪会捆住我哋，唔能够去进入人哋嘅内心。
And the more sin has a stranglehold.Over you, the less sympathetic you are.
就若然个罪亦都系捆绑我哋，我哋更加嘅去自己去睇自己为重要嘅时候，我哋唔能够去体恤别人。
You may have gone through what that hurting person has gone through too.
你可能会经历过亲身经历过人哋所经历嘅事。
But you don't feel like entering into their trouble.
但你嘅内心入边冇去。亲身的去感受人的问题。
You don't feel any sympathy for them.
你内心里面是没有这个对别人的体恤。
It's for the very simple reason, you're too wrapped up in your own problems.
因为你内心里面都是其实是想着自己的问题。
And therefore, it's not just a lack of common experience that keeps you from being a sympathetic counselor.
所以我们作为人不能够去完全体恤别人，不是因为我们没有一个同一样的经历。
It's not just that you have never experienced that person's problem.
不是说我们因为我们没有经历过人家经历的事，我们不能够成为一个的体恤别人的一个顾问。
Of course, that might keep you from being a good counselor, not experiencing their problem.
当然啦，若然你是没有经历过人家经历的事，你很难去做一个好的顾问。
But I hope you're seeing what I'm getting at. If you've been defeated by their problem, that makes you a lousy counselor.
但若然譬如话人哋经历嘅事，你自己都经历唔到嘅时候，你唔系一个好嘅顾问，俾人哋意见。
If you're in the middle of your problems and you're struggling too, how is it that you can be a good counselor?
所以话，若然你自己都系抽身唔到出嚟，你自己都唔能够去解决到呢个问题嘅时候，你唔能够成为一个好嘅顾问，俾人哋意见。
And therefore, don't you see how desperately you need Jesus, the wonderful counselor, the perfect priest, the ultimate counselor?
所以大家睇咩咧？就话点解我需要耶稣基督？佢系一个奇妙嘅测试，佢系一个大祭司。
Because Jesus.Was totally rejected by everyone.
因为佢耶稣基督佢从前嘅系俾每一个人都系被遗弃。
He was in the darkest valley, the deepest pit.
耶稣基督系被落到去最黑最黑嘅一个点。
Yet Jesus is totally pure, totally loving, totally godly.
但耶稣基督是完全的，是完全的纯洁。
It's what many theologians spell out. He had moral purity.
就入边当中讲就话佢嘅入边当中佢个道德上灵性上是完全的洁净。
You see why you need him? Jesus has none of the sin that eats up your sympathy.
因为耶稣基督系从来系冇罪嘅。去影响到佢嘅怜恤。
Yet, at the very same time, he has had all the experiences that create the sympathy.
但系佢去明白到人嘅所经历嘅令到佢有呢个怜恤。
He's the perfect counselor.
佢系一个完全嘅呢个嘅顾测试顾问。
He's not like any of us. Yet,
唔似我哋。
Sympathetic.
耶稣基督是充满着这个的怜恤。
And that's why you ought to go to him often.
所以我们需要的每时的都要去寻找耶稣基督。
And that is why he could be the perfect sacrifice.
所以就说他才能够成为一个最完美的一个的牺牲。
You see, to dramatize the greatness of Christ's priestly ministry, the author Hebrews contrasts Jesus' ministry with the ministry of the Levitical high priest of Leviticus 16.
耶稣基督他所说的他成为一个大祭司和这个面当中这个希伯来书所说的当时利未人的大祭司 的分别不同。
If you're familiar with that Old Testament book, Leviticus, you'll know the high priest once a year passed from the sight of the people in the temple into the Holy of Holies, that portion of the temple behind the curtain.
就话若然你相熟呢个旧约嘅时候，你睇下就话当利未当中嘅族 嘅大祭司，佢哋每一年嘅去到呢个嘅至圣所。
Again, only once a year he was allowed to do that, and he bore the blood of atonement. That means he had these perfect animal sacrifices and was sprinkling blood on the altar.
就话当时嘅就系话每一年呢个献祭嘅时候，大祭司就去用动物嘅血去献祭，去为人去得到罪嘅宽恕。
On the mercy seat, on the Ark of the Covenant.
就是这样去做。
You see, in contrast, Jesus, our high priest, passed once for all from the sight of his people at the ascension when he ascended into heaven.
但不同的就是耶稣基督，他只是我们的大祭司，他只是一次一次就是将人的拯救。
You see, he shed his own blood for atonement, which was a perfect atonement, and entered into the ultimate holy of holies, heaven above.
就话佢用佢自己嘅宝血去将人嘅罪去挪开。
You see, the contrast there that the author Hebrews makes, it makes very clear that what the Levitical priest did was temporal.
入面当中讲得好清楚嘅分别，就系话当时尼未嘅大祭司所做嘅嘢系要重复去做。
And he entered into the Holy of Holies once a year, as I said, on Yom Kippur, to represent all the people.
就话当时每一年嘅大祭司，每一年嘅要去献祭，去代表晒全人。
He was there, as I just mentioned, and he sprinkled blood on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant.
就话大祭司去献祭，用动物嘅血去献祭。
And that was symbolic of atonement for the sins of the people.
就用动物的血去代表了，就是说把人的罪去挪开。
But you know what that priest had to do before that?
但是知不知道这个大祭司要做之前要做什么呢？
He had to offer a sacrifice for his own sins.
而当时尼未这个大祭司，他自己都要去献祭，去为到他自己的罪去献祭。
And then, when he entered the Holy of Holies,He could only stay so long to sprinkle the atoning blood.
而呢个大祭司佢只系能够够时间嘅，去将啲动物嘅血去洒喺呢个嘅至圣所，去为人去求宽恕。
In fact, extra-biblical sources tell us that bells were sewn to the hem of his robe.
而旧约嘅讲道俾我哋知就话，而嗰啲嘅大祭司咧，佢个腰嗰度咧系绑住个钟钟嘅。
And those bells were there for what? So the people outside of the curtain could hear him moving behind the curtain. So they would know that God didn't strike him dead.
就话为什么那个大祭司要孭住个钟呢？就因为话我哋人出边嘅人喺个会幕出边知道咧，那个大祭司系喐紧嘅。如果个钟唔喐嘅时候，即系可能咧，那个大祭司喺会幕后边咧就死咗。
Because you couldn't face a holy God, because the priest was a sinner too.
就算大祭司一定要好小心，因为点解？因为入呢个至圣所一定要系好洁净，因为惊到就话，因为大祭司嘅罪令到呢个祭司都会死。
And the author Hebrews elaborates on this because he wants to show you the superiority of Jesus, the great high priest.
点解入边当中呢个希伯来书咁讲？因为就俾我哋睇到就系话耶稣基督系一个特别嘅呢个大祭司。
And the great sacrifice of Jesus himself was sufficient to atone for all the sins of his people。
入边就讲就话耶稣基督佢特别嘅呢个嘅牺牲系用佢嘅宝血能够一次嘅足够嘅去为到人嘅罪去求宽恕。
And it was a perfect sacrifice, so therefore, it only had to be offered once.
就话因为耶稣基督佢系一个特别嘅牺牲，系用佢嘅宝血，所以只系需要一次就已经系完成。
Whereas that previous Levitical priest had to offer it again and again and again.
而同當時嘅利未嘅祭司唔同，就係話佢哋會每一年一次嘅、一次嘅、一次嘅，要進入去求神寬恕。
And today we can receive the benefits of Jesus' perfect sacrifice by faith in what Jesus did for us.
而我哋唔同嘅就係我哋能夠靠著呢個信心去迎接，我哋去接受耶穌基督嘅寶血，佢嘅犧牲。
Jesus lived the life we ought to have lived. He lived righteously, obeying God perfectly.
就耶稣基督，他完全，他无罪，他完全的去遵守神的诫命。
And Jesus dies on the cross in our place to pay for our sin penalty.
就耶稣基督在十架上，他为到我们的罪而去死。
See, obviously Jesus did that.And he can't be wrapped up in himself if he did that for us.
就耶稣基督，他为到我们的罪而这么做。
And so the obvious conclusion is Jesus' heart goes completely out to us.
就耶稣基督，他为到我们的罪，是完全的充满为着我们而的罪而去做。
Jesus is completely wrapped up in you.
他的爱是完全充满着我们。
He knows how many tears have gone down your cheek.
神是知道，耶稣基督知道我们的眼里面的泪水有几多。
The Bible says he knows the number of hairs on your head.
圣经讲到就话，神是知道我们就算头发上有几条头发都知道。
The Bible says he keeps all your tears in his bottle.
圣经讲就话，神去将我们的眼水都是去自己去储起去。
All these analogies mean he loves you more than he even loves himself, even you love yourself.
意思讲到就话神讲到就话耶稣基督去爱我哋多过你自己去爱自己。
Do you see why you ought to draw near him?
大家睇到点解我需要去亲近佢咧
？He is the perfect counselor.
就因为佢系一个完全嘅测试。
You know, there's a place in Mark 7 where Jesus heals a deaf mute.
就话喺个马可福音第七章，佢讲就话耶稣基督点样去医治一个聋嘅人。
And it said there, Jesus looked to heaven, and he sighed deeply.
就嗰边当中讲到就耶稣基督，佢当时就系举目看天，就系好好惆怅。
And Mark 7 tells us why, because he's drained.
在马可福音第七章里面讲，为什么呢？因为他内心里面都是很痛苦。
After he heals a deaf mute, which is good, right? He heals somebody who's suffering. He's drained.
就是说他当时他去医治这个聋的人，他内心里面都很惆怅。
And if you've ever given counsel to people, you know, it's possible to listen to somebody, pour out their problems, and say to yourself, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this hurt.
譬如说你自己都同人哋做个顾问你俾人哋意见，你可能你有啲人你会同嗰个人讲，或者同自己讲就话我都唔能够去解决呢个问题，我都唔知点能够去帮助到。
I can't afford this emotional draining。
就话当你听到好多嘅人哋别人嘅问题嘅时候，你内心入边觉得好惆怅。
I can't let my heart connect with this person's suffering.They're suffering hard. I can't connect with that. I can't.
就话你可能会觉得就话我唔能够去感受到别人嘅伤痛。
It's just too much. It's too draining.
就觉得
I can't connect in a priestly way.
就我会觉得就话我唔能够嘅完全嘅去了解到别人，我唔能够去做到去了解，令到我内心入边好惆怅。
And so we detach, and we say, oh.That's terrible what you described. And then we dispense advice.
咁我哋会可能因为咁嘅时候，我内心入边唔知点样去做，我就会话啊，咁你真系好惨啦，而跟住就去俾人哋呢个意见。
Or we go to the other extreme. We let the person touch the core of our being, our heart.
或者相反嘅，你听到人哋嘅诉苦嘅时候，你完全嘅去感受。
And your heart is pulled into their heart. Your feelings are pulled into their feelings.
你内心入边觉得啊诶、完全嘅，好似去明白人哋嘅当中嘅感受。
But that connection helps that person.
啊，你咁嘅感受去帮助咗你。
They feel lifted, but you feel drained.
哦，就系因为你觉得你能够完全明白别人，你完全嘅去感受到人哋嘅痛苦，但系当你听完之后，你感受到之后，你内心入边你自己都好痛苦。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus is in front of the tomb of his friend.
在个约翰福音入边当中，耶稣基督就系去遇见佢个朋友。
See, a few days prior, his friend Lazarus died.
就话耶稣基督去遇见耶拉撒勒。
And so Jesus comes to the tomb. He's weeping, says John.
就讲到就话，当佢见到拿撒勒嘅时候，即系死啊，佢耶稣基督好伤心。
Let me ask, why is he weeping? Because in 5 minutes, Jesus is going to raise him from the dead.
点解耶稣基督佢咁伤心咧？以五分钟后，耶稣基督都能够将佢死而复活啦。
So why does John say Jesus wept?
但点解约翰福音讲到形容到就系话耶稣基督喺拉撒勒？佢前面去哭泣咧。
It's because Jesus' heart doesn't belong to him. He connects. He connects with Lazarus' sisters, Mary, Martha. He connects with Lazarus himself.
因为当时耶稣基督佢自己内心都倒空咗，佢将佢嘅内心同佢哋嘅家人玛利亚、马大，佢同感受到佢哋嘅伤痛。
That's the reason he's the perfect counselor. That's the reason you ought to go to him.
So, why do we need to find Jesus Christ? He is a miracle. He is a complete test. Because he can understand our hearts completely.
If Jesus is the perfect priest, if he's the perfect counselor, then I suggest you do what he did.
所以就话，若然你能够明白耶稣系一个完全嘅一个测试，亦都系一个完全嘅大祭司。
Engage others with wise counsel。
所以就我想提议你就系话，你需要嘅去揾一位嘅大祭司。
You know, those of us who try to be counselors are always having trouble engaging.
我哋都系话，若然有啲人想系作为俾意见嘅别人嘅吓，我哋好似好困难去做到。
And I have the two reasons on slide 7. Two of the reasons we have trouble engaging, making this deep connection, and really helping people is the following: we either haven't been through what they've been through, or we're too absorbed in what they've been through.
点解我哋唔能够去完全去作为顾问去帮助别人？一可能我哋冇经历过人哋经历嘅事，二我哋可能太过投入人哋所经历嘅东西。
Jesus utterly engages, he's utterly involved, and makes the deep connection with us.
唔同就系耶稣基督，佢完全嘅去投入，完全嘅同我哋内心入边有一个关系。
Don't just be a consumer Christian.
我哋唔好作为一个普通嘅基督徒，只系相信表面嘅嘢。
Actually, that's a contradiction in terms. Christian isn't a consumer Christian. A Christian keeps their oath, keeps their promises, makes commitments.
我们作为基督徒的不是好像不应该做一个很表面上的基督徒，我们作为基督徒的是需要去有一个承诺，需要去遵行这个承诺，需要的去有一个的遵守我们所相信的东
西。True Christian isn't afraid of obligation.
我们作为真正的基督徒不会需要去担心说惧怕我们要去跟随什么东
西。He or she looks at God.And sees that he sent his son.
当我哋去睇到神嘅去做啲乜嘢，耶稣基督神佢差遣佢独生子耶稣基督。
A true Christian sees the virgin birth happened.
真正嘅基督徒睇到呢个童女去生耶稣基督。
He or she she sees that Jesus came all the way into us through the coming of the Holy Spirit.
就是透过是耶稣基督他自己亲身的透过圣灵来到这个地上。
A true Christian realizes Jesus is engaged with them all the way down to the core of their being.
真正的基督徒是完全明白就是耶稣基督他来到这个世上他跟我们有一个亲密的关系。
You see, if you're a true Christian, you have the Comforter. You have the Holy Spirit. You can connect because He is in you.
我们作为真正的基督徒，我们能够明白，因为我们知道圣灵会来到我们当中，帮助我们去同神有一个关系，完全的给我们有一个的安慰，完全给我们有一个平安。
And the true comforter is the giver of peace.
让我们明白就是说耶稣基督是一个真正的安慰者给到平安我们。
Father, thank you for being our high priest.
神我们去多谢你让我们明白就是说耶稣基督成为我们的大祭司。
And as union with Christ is ever so real to your people, may we connect with others.
让我们去明白神去跟我们这个关系，让我们这个关系都是跟别人一起有一个分享。
We know that our sympathy is not perfect like Jesus was.
我们明白就是说我们所去体恤别人不能够好像耶稣基督一样的体恤。
But we can do battle with our sinful nature and do good by connecting with others.
让我们真的 去击打我们自己内心里面的罪，让我们能够去体恤。
We can point people to go to the wonderful counselor, the priest king, Jesus himself.
好叫我们能够去指引到给别人，去真的去提点别人，去找这个奇妙的测试，找这位伟大的祭司。
We pray, Lord, that we would pick up our cross and follow him today.
让我们自己的都求主去让我们去背上这个十架去跟随耶稣基督。
Grant us the peace that surpasses understanding.
让神你给到我这个平安，这个平安我们虽然不能够完全明白。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求。阿门。